How much money is fear costing you? I'm too afraid, Joni explained. Too afraid of what? I asked her. Well, what if I can't do this? What if I can't create my business the way I want to? What if you can? I said. Joni was silent, and I waited while she started to move away from fear and into faith. Wow, she finally said. I never really thought of it like that. Years ago, when I started my business, I lived in that space. I was really afraid that I couldn't create the business I dreamed of. I was afraid of so many things. Afraid I couldn't build my business. Afraid I couldn't attract clients. Afraid I couldn't deliver. Afraid I couldn't speak in front of people. Afraid I couldn't make any money. And as I developed one business skill after another, I realized that building a business is really about stepping out of fear and stepping into faith over and over again. Fear can stop you in your tracks from taking the action you desperately need to take, whether the action is to connect with potential clients by making calls, or to create a teleseminar series, or to hire a mentor who can guide you as you build your business. Fear is a powerful stopper. And faith is a powerful go. Here's why. When we listen to the voices in our heads that say, you can't do this, and who's going to pay you that much money, and what if people don't like you, and what if you're just kidding yourself, and that's too much to invest in yourself, and so on, we are living our lives as though those voices are the truth instead of just a belief or a fear or a block. We actually think it's the truth. And the more you pay attention to the voices, the more power they have. And the more power they have, the more you listen to them. And the more you listen to them, the more you believe them. That's the ride to crazy land. So how do you get off of it? By saying to the voices, stop! I will not listen to you. I will do this. I can do this. I don't care what you say. I choose to have a different reality. And then go take action. Take action that is the opposite of what your fear and your anxiety are saying. Tell yourself, I am strong and capable. I can do this. I am always cared for by the divine. I am always provided for by the divine. I am always guided by the divine, to each perfect situation, person, and conversation, always, and then trust. Trust that what you just affirmed is true. When you do this, you shift from fear into faith. Faith is where your power to create what you want lies. Fear is where your power to create what you don't want lies, by the way. But then you already knew that, didn't you? You get to choose the direction of your business, your finances, and your life. Choosing to step into faith and to take action based on that faith is how it is done. So, what five things are you going to do today to step into faith? Now go get your divine on. This is Reverend Ann Perswell of DivinelyIntuitiveBusiness.com. Have a wonderful day.